Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hello, Common Sensocrat audience. Today, I have a very, very special announcement. It is Common Sensocrat's birthday. All right, I'll use her name. It's Carrington, the host. Carrington's birthday. And I'm very excited to be opening the show for her today because, well, she had to step out. She actually doesn't even know that I'm doing this. So, yes. Oh, shit. Here she is. Hi. What are you doing? I'm introducing you today. You didn't tell them it was my birthday, did you? I did. I did. Yes, so it is her birthday, so yay! And I have some George teenies for us. Oh, well, yay. Yes, hi, Common Sensocrats. I didn't realize we were going to start recording now, but I guess we are. Thanks, Chloe. Yeah, so hope everybody is having a really good Friday. Yes, it is my birthday, so I'm very excited. Today is the day, and what's in the George teenies? Oh, I have a little secret ingredient that I put inside. Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll go ahead and taste it, yeah? Yes. Ooh. I do taste a little bit, there's a little bit of tequila in there, but it's like citrusy. So good. Yeah, it's perfect. Actually, I like this. So I guess in our version of the George Teeny, I guess there's a little bit of tequila, which is nice. So I taste a little bit of, like lime, some, a little bit of mint in there, so it's like a margarita basically, with maybe just a little bit more tequila in it. I tend to put a little, not even a little, I tend to put a lot of alcohol in there. So anyway, but I'm glad you like it. And today we're gonna be doing, what is it, we're doing The Prince, obviously, but episode 4, I can't keep track anymore. But we're going to be talking about episode 4, Beverly Hills, which I only have been there one time. So I don't really know that section of Los Angeles very well. What parts have you been to? Well, I haven't really been too much into Los Angeles. I've been more to San Diego than to Los Angeles, which is very interesting. Maybe I should go, since while I'm in the States, I should go visit Los Angeles and say hello to Prince Harry and Meghan. I don't know if that's such a good idea, because maybe they've heard our show and you've been talking smack about them the whole time. So they may not want you there right now, or maybe ever. Oh gosh, I hope not, but you're probably right. But anyway, we're going to be watching episode 4, Beverly Hills. Well, I think I saw the preview for this. They're going to have the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on here, I believe. Yes, that is, I did see the preview of it. They will have the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So for those of you that don't watch the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, then you'll be like, who are these people? And in that case, just stay entertained by the commentary that Princess Chloe and I will have. So I guess, shall we get started? Why don't we? This will be really lovely. Let's do this. So You skipped the intro again, correct?
Yes, I did. So we're going to start again right away, straight to the episode and skipping the intro, which has, of course, like I said, has Big Ben, has Buckingham Palace, it has the Globe, and has the Tower Bridge, and yeah. So it has all of the staples that London has to offer. So, shall we get started? Let's.
Can you hand me my iced mocha, Owen?
Of course, Your Royal Highness.
Shake it.
Jesus.
They made it wrong today. Was it the guy with the lightning bolt tattoo across his face again?
I believe so.
I told you to have them make it again if he makes it. And also, how about if you've got a lightning bolt tattoo across your face, don't be a fucking barista. Am I right, O?
Of course you are, sir.
Of course you are, sir. That's what you sound like. Holy shit, O, listen to this. Meghan Markle to join the 11th season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She doesn't even live in Beverly Hills. She lives off Fairfax. And that's like the least of it. A reality show. Can you imagine, oh? Oh, so thirsty for any kind of attention. I would die before I would be on her reality show. I don't care how many times they ask me to star in it. I mean, kill me now. Am I right, oh?
Yes. Kill me now.
And what are you doing to my hair, Owen? I told you I wanted to look like Chris Hemsworth, not Chris Jenner.
It looks very smart, sir. Boy, you look even more handsome than Chris Hemsworth.
Really? Aw, thanks, O. I fucking love you today. Hug.
Aw. Well, that was a little sweet moment between him and O at the end, giving him a hug like that. And O. And not O as in Owen, but oh Lord. It's very true, trying to be relevant in anything. Meghan is so relevant. And see, this is why you're not invited to Los Angeles. See? All right. Well, I guess I'll never get an invitation, but that's okay. But anyway, but it's true. I wouldn't even be surprised if she ended up on a reality show. Oh, it's so annoying. But I do love the fact that that is happening. And I love that. I love just the whole beginning. Shake it. I mean, it's just like... And I love that. Did the guy with the lightning tattoo across his face? I know. I mean, it's true, though. I feel uncomfortable when I walk into a Starbucks and I see, you know... I have seen Starbucks baristas... have the heavy tattoos across their face, and I'm going, I mean, I don't judge anybody with tattoos, but if it's on your face, you get my judgment a little bit, because then I assume you know, are insecure about your face, or if it's a specific symbol, then I would assume you're a gang member, and that how you got a job... because it seems like you were in prison, then I don't know. And then I kind of have a hard time trusting that Starbucks. So, but I've only seen it one time. And of course, I was in New York City when I lived there. So, oh, that's right. Oh God, what a disaster it is now. Yeah, no kidding. And then also Los Angeles. Maybe it's a good thing you shouldn't go there right now, because they're going through all that drama over there right now with Governor Nuisance. Oh, gosh, I know. And you know, it's another thing. Speaking of that, I've been trying to follow it the best I can. And I'm actually surprised Meghan and Harry aren't, especially Meghan, I'm surprised they aren't showing their face to help him. Well, what do they have to say? They're not politicians. Oh, that's true. And I've noticed celebrities haven't really been coming out to support Gavin Newsom. That is quite an interesting thing. Yeah. Anyway, we can get to all of that in another time, but not on my birthday. Well, you brought it up. I know. Well, let's, looks like we're here with Meghan and Harry, so let's do this. Oh, God.
Just follow my lead, Harry. I've been on TV for years, so I'm kind of a pro.
Yes, the very famous show Suits.
Yeah. And everyone does reality TV now, so don't worry about this being a step down for me, because it's not.
I wasn't until you just said it.
Plus, it's a really good platform to promote my brand.
What is your brand?
Oh, I don't know. I'll think of some piece of crap. Let's just start filming.
We've been filming.
Oh, fuck. Okay, just be natural. Whatever you would normally say, but make sure you ask me about my lunch with the girls yesterday. Specifically, Dorit.
Hello, Megan. How was your lunch with the girls yesterday? Specifically, Dorit.
Dorit. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not feeling her, I guess. But I hope we can move forward.
Well, I'm gonna go give a massage to someone I met at Costco.
Oh, right. That's your job. And I'm gonna have a drink with Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane to talk about why I wasn't feeling Dorit at lunch yesterday and how I hope we can move forward.
Is it my line now?
No, it's not anybody's line. It's reality, Harry.
Got it. So whose baby is that?
This is our baby, Harry.
Ah. Hello. You. All right, well, I'm off to Echo Park. Sounds posh. Was that okay?
Maybe let's just do the whole thing again.
Oh, my God. Oh, Prince Harry. They just make him just look dumber and dumber in every episode so far. Yeah, what are your thoughts, Chloe? What are your thoughts? Oh, Lord. The fact that he doesn't remember his son's name. Oh, it's so terrible. It's pretty bad. I don't know. Of course, I love... Again, this is reality, Harry. This is reality. I think... If I had to guess, if I were with them in real life, I would think that she thinks, I'm talking about Megan, that Megan thinks there are cameras on her all of the time. Like, I'm not kidding. It's literally, I feel like she thinks that's her reality, that cameras are on her all the time. I mean, then again, that is an actress's mindset. I mean, excuse me, I too am an actress. Oh, I thought you were just a podcast host. Well, I am, but I'm also an actress. And granted, I do love the attention, but I also live in reality where I do know that there aren't cameras on me all the time. So, that I do know. So, then again, I'm not as famous as them, but still. I don't live in that kind of world. So, anyway. But that's just me tooting my own horn. But then again, it is my birthday. So, absolutely. Why not to toot your own horn? But anyway, but that's just so funny. I love that, though. We've been rolling. Like, oh. I love that she's like, oh, fuck. I know. Because it's like, it's reality, Harry. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let's move on. It looks like she's a... Look, I'm assuming this is going to be a Real Housewives scene. So, let's do this. Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't you just love Megan?
She's great. It's so refreshing to meet someone who's actually sweet. It's like, thank you, God. People are so awful now.
I know! People need to be kinder to each other.
Excuse me, I'm visiting from the Midwest, and can I get a photo?
No, you can't get a photo. We're filming a goddamn show.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Ohio.
Hey.
Oh, my God, you look gorgeous.
You look fabulous.
Hey, Megan.
I love what you're wearing, Erica.
And your whole look is so cute.
Thanks, Zara. So, I have an idea. I was thinking of maybe hosting a little group trip.
We love a trip!
What would you think about going to London to visit my in-laws? They have a ton of guest rooms.
At Buckingham Palace? Yes, please.
And I promise, we will be nothing but refined and gracious.
You need to get this woman the fuck away from me.
Oh my gosh, I just love how fake the whole thing is. Well, then again, Real Housewives, I mean, is fake enough. But I love that. You look so cute. She's like, Zara. Now, granted, I do love Zara. That is one of my favorites. But I love that. We can come, you know, come go on a group trip and visit my in-laws. You know, they have multiple bedrooms. Oh, Lord, I know in real life that the Real Housewives would not be invited to Buckingham Palace. Oh, I think the only exception would be if they're probably doing a thing in London, but even then, the, I'm sure they've requested to tour the palace, and they've said, no, you're not welcome in here. But I really doubt the Queen would accept anyone from the Real Housewives franchise anywhere, including London's. So, they have a Real Housewives in London? I don't know. I don't think so. I thought they did. Oh, maybe not. Oh, maybe not. I didn't even think about that. See, I just assume every big city has a Real Housewives. Like they do in New York, they do in Beverly Hills, they do in Orange County, they do in Potomac, or whatever you, the hell you say that? They also have one in Dallas. They have so many. Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, they have them in the big, big cities, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't have one in London now that I think about it. Oh, well, we can be boring though. I don't think so. I think you guys would have some fun. I mean, you have, I mean, gosh, Beverly Hills, you have Lisa Vanderpump. That's true. She is British, but, and she is funny. But, anyway, let's continue because, there is, here we are back at, Buckingham Palace.
Camilla, knock off the farting.
She's sorry, Mummy. Something must have upset her tummy.
I love your farts, darling. So Megan texted me to ask... Oh, Jesus, I can smell it all the way over here, Camilla. To ask if she could film her show here. I'd die of embarrassment if I were on that show. Could you imagine? I mean, I told her yes, but, like, I didn't want to be on it. I can't think of anything worse. Excuse me, do you have any tea that doesn't taste like piss? Thanks. I mean, I'll probably have to be on it a little. You know, I am her nephew, and Bravo's always looking for a new Bravo celebrity to pop. Anyway, whatever. It's gonna suck. Ooh, that's hilarious, Grandpa. Bravo loves a pratfall. Very Luann in the bushes. Yeah, you'll be good on the show.
Oh, no. I totally can see Prince George being on Real Housewives because he practically is a Real Housewife himself in the show. Oh, absolutely. It's really fantastic, the fact that they have Camilla farting and then, I love your farts, darling. I wouldn't be surprised if Prince Charles loves her farts. I really wouldn't. Like, he's so literally, he's so coddled up with her. He's just so coddled up to her all the time. That I wouldn't even be surprised if that's their private life. Do I really want to think about it? No, but I think it's really accurate, that is, I think. But the fact that they had they had Prince Philip fall, that's pretty sad. And then they go, oh, Prince Philip, oh, that's a good one, Grandpa. Oh, so, just so sad. I'm really, the more that they do things with Prince Philip, they... I am happy in all seriousness that they waited to release the show until after he died. I think that's, I'm glad they did that because if they had done it before, it just would have been tasteless. Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would have been as successful. And I think even then, I think people were kind of still doing the, is this still okay? Probably not. But I mean, they already were making the show, so there's nothing you can do. By an actress here, with editing and all that stuff. So, you know, there are ways to make it work, but nope, you have to include Prince Philip when it comes to the royal family. So, but anyway, but that is hilarious. I can totally see Prince George though being a real housewife. So, let's see if he gets an opportunity, but oh my gosh, we're here with the staff though. This should be good.
You guys, they're going to be filming The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills here.
No way, dude.
We're going to be on TV, bitches.
This is a dream, Douglas.
I know. We could be a spin-off, Greg. They love gay people in the States.
A spin-off?
Totally. And they're going to be so much nicer to serve. They're Americans. They're friendly and down to earth.
Well, they'll probably treat us like we're one of them.
Yes, finally. There's no class system in America. We'll become friends. They might invite us for dinner.
It's going to be heaven. Sheer heaven.
We'll be laughing and joking and having fun. It'll be like we're not working at all. Yay!
I wonder if I could fuck one of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck one of them.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't think I have anything to comment on with that. Do you? No, not really, except just the fact that it's yeah, I just love the fact that they say, oh, like, they love gay, they accept the gay people over there. It's just so, I mean, no, because in London, of course we do. But America is more accepting to the gay community. And I have to say that. They really are. No matter what anyone says, they are. London just has their own way of dealing with it. But we're getting more accepting by the day. But, I mean, hello. I mean, look how accepting they are when Meghan Markle got married into the royal family. We welcomed her with open arms. And I hate to say that, but it's, you know, it's true, though. At the time, you know, you didn't mix. You just didn't mix. But now you can. That shows how accepting everybody is now. Regardless of what they say that we're racist. Look, it was just the way of life, okay? Especially in the UK. So look, we accepted it. We accept the gays. We accept them all. Now, they're all the older, stiffer uppers that aren't as accepting. But the fact that the Queen allowed Harry to marry Meghan with everything that they, you know, without their past and everything they've had, that is, you know, that is what has happened. We are the most, now America, yes, they're way more accepting than the British, but we're getting there. There's no, you know, as a whole, but the younger folk, like me, like I'm in my 30s, I was more accepting to this for a very long time. And gosh, I actually think some of the royals are gay. Didn't hear it from me. I'm not going to tell you who, but I definitely suspect that some of the royals are gay. Oh, absolutely. Not the mainstream ones that you hear about, but like the Windsors. But maybe. I mean, maybe. I have my suspicions of who could be gay, but I'm not going to say. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So carry on. Okay. But the point is, before you move on, we were very accepting of Meghan. We didn't like her because she was a divorcee. That was the first thing we thought of. Not the colour of her skin, not anything like that. It was the fact that she's been divorced. And that is unheard of in the royal family. You don't marry a divorcee. Look again what happened with Edward and Wallace Simpson. Hello, just like I talk about. That's the only thing, the main number one factor that we were concerned about in the royal family. Now, in all seriousness, of course you have racists all over the place. But she, the first thing that we thought of her was she's a divorcee. And the royals do not accept divorcees into the family. So the fact that the Queen accepted that, that's huge. So everybody who is blaming the royal family for being racist, you can all shove it. Just saying. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
god, the guys with the hats! Look, girls, the guys with the hats!
Alright, calm down.
Oh my god, Kyle, look! They're so adorable! Let's see if we can make one smile!
Fuck off. No way you get me.
Oh shit, you smiled!
Oh, please don't tell. You're not supposed to tickle them, Dorit. Okay, Megan, relax. I didn't know there were rules. Of course there are rules! That's their whole thing! This is how she was with me at lunch. I can't. This is cool and all, but honestly, Turks and Caicos would have been more fun.
Yeah, is there even a pool here?
Why did you bring that with you again, Harry?
You know, in case someone wants a massage, I'll do a few out calls. Make some pin money.
Auntie Megan, hello! Oh, I've missed you!
Hi.
I heard you weren't getting along with Dorit. I feel terrible.
What? Where did you hear that?
Come inside, everyone. I am so thrilled to be co-hosting this trip with Megan. Hey, Lisa. We know each other from Instagram.
Do we?
We do.
I don't remember.
Well, we do. I'm George, by the way. Love the show. Just tell me if you want me to do anything again. I'm great at improv.
Hello. Welcome to Buckingham Palace. May I take your bags?
Yeah, you can take my fucking bags. What am I gonna do, take them myself?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
I might have misjudged this.
Oh my gosh. Already everything about that. Yeah, but it's true. You're not supposed to touch the guards or... I mean, I'm guilty. When I went to London, I was a typical American where I would just, you know, teenager American, mind you, and kind of just walking in front of them kind of just to see if they would react. And they really don't. I mean, they're in real life. They are very disciplined. Oh, absolutely. You do not touch them. That is the big thing. You can pose next to them. You do not touch them. That is the big rule there. You do not touch them. Don't do it. Trust me, don't touch the guards. So if any of you are going to London to visit, which God, right now I don't see why, but don't touch the guards. If you touch them, some of them can react. They can. So now, granted, maybe you can touch a hat, like feel how it feels, but don't touch them. They could draw the weapon on you. They could, because it's an invasion of privacy or an invasion of space. So maybe not do that. And I love the fact that that George comes out and is joining the show. Let me know what you want me to do. I'm great at improv. I know. It's like, oh, I'm great at improv. That sounds like something I would do. Just go, you know, I'm have an opportunity just to go on the show and do whatever. I think you and I would be very guilty of that. Oh, I totally agree. But also, and I love the fact that it's just like, you got all the housewives there. Now you got, and I don't really watch Beverly Hills that much, but I know their names. I love that Teddy comes out last, you know, to talk about Turks and Caicos. And it's like, oh gosh, it's so just Real Housewives glam and all of that. And I love that, yeah, I can get my fucking bags. Because if they're Americans like that, I have met some pretty stiff upper Americans. They're pretty bad. They, yes, I have met some. I didn't want to get into all the names, but I've met some and they're just very, they're all just tight asses, and I just don't understand people like that. I mean, I'm all about humor, but they aren't, apparently. So, but anyway, let's continue to see where this goes, shall we?
Girls, this is like that villa we stayed at in France.
It's not Kyle, but okay.
Charlotte, get out of here. Get out of here!
No.
Sorry, nobody. Anyway, Megan, you were saying Dorit's such a what?
What? No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, Dorit.
Well, I heard it somewhere.
She hates Dorit.
You need to knock it off. And you're hitting everyone with that table.
Did you see what I did? I just stirred the pot. Well, you'll tell me if you want me to do anything again. So,
oh
yeah.
My God.
I think
Well, that's straight to the next scene. Okay. Oh my God. Wow. Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. Oh my gosh. Wow. Already, there goes Prince George stirring the pot. But let's continue.
It's going well. I mean, I had this really funny bit with Lisa Rinna that I'm sure they'll keep in. I'm just keeping it real, though. That's what works. Pushing doesn't work, Owen. That's not what they want. Andy gets mad when you push.
I'm sure you're extraordinarily charming. And you're very telegenic.
Is that coming from Bravo? What did you hear?
No, it's just coming from me, sir.
I don't care about you. I can't get a read on this producer at all. But I guess they only say something if you're not doing a great job, right? More powder. I'll tell you when to stop. Ugh, do I even look handsome?
Of course you do, sir.
Well, say that!
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on right now. Oh gosh, yes, I love that he's being more of the diva because the Real Housewives are there. Oh my gosh. But we'll see what they say. Oh, but he's funny. Oh my gosh, I love him and Owen though. I just wish he would treat him better. I know. I do love Owen. He is so far my favorite. He really is. He just does everything. And he's like, I don't care about you. Like, oh, come on. You should care about Owen's opinion a little bit. But anyway, let's move on because we'll see what else they have up their sleeve. Oh, dinner. Okay.
Megan, your friends are so interesting. And I thought everyone in LA was just a vapid alcoholic.
No, that's just you.
There's not enough liquor in the world to make you tolerable. You have a lovely home.
Yes, it's Buckingham Palace, you fucking idiot. What a stupid thing to say. Who are these people?
Jesus.
These are my girlfriends.
Your girlfriends? What are you, in high school? Camilla, stop slurping.
She's sorry, Mummy. She knows she slips. We've talked about it. She's seeing someone. The camera loves you, darling.
I think you're fucking fabulous, by the way.
Oh, thank you, baby doll.
I could be a friend. Just putting it out there. You know, like, friend of Erica when they show me? Talk to the producers, see what they say. I'm in LA a lot.
Oh, where do you stay?
I stay in the, I don't... Stop grilling me, Teddy. And why are you here? Weren't you fired? I swear, I'm in LA all the time. And if I really pull my weight, who knows? Maybe I get to hold a diamond next season. You'll talk with Andy.
So I'm curious, what do you guys think about Brexit?
You think we care? You, Mary, I don't like this.
Of course, Your Royal Highness. I'll have something else prepared for you.
I don't like mine either.
Yeah, no one's inviting us to dinner.
That's not cool, Dorit. She did it. You know, I've had enough of you. First that thing at lunch, and now this.
What happened at lunch?
Shouldn't you know?
I thought we were moving forward, Megan. Well, we're not.
Yeah, she hates you, Dorit.
Hates.
Okay, enough.
Do you see what a pot stirrer I am? Tell that producer I know how to bring it. Oh, and I have no filter.
Can I keep this?
It's like solid gold from the 1500s, but sure.
Sorry, I've got an out call in Shoreditch at 9. Excuse me. Sorry. Can someone call me a cab? He seems to be doing well.
What the fuck is going on with Harry?
How dare you talk about Harry?
I'll say whatever I want, bitch. You're in my house now.
I like her.
She's good, right?
Come on! You want a piece of me?
I will fuck you up, girly.
I feel like the focus is starting to shift off of me. Maybe in editing you'll fix it.
Let me go!
She's not worth it!
Let her go! I can take her! Come on! You want to talk about my husband, lady?
Lisa, she's not talking about Harry Hamlin. That is such a trigger for her. This is good stuff, though. I mean, this is the trailer, am I right? He doesn't say much, does he? Well, I'm definitely in the show if I'm in the trailer.
Dad, do you have any cash for a cab?
Oh, God.
Oh, look. Grandma's on the money. I never noticed that before.
Yeah, can we do this whole dinner again?
Let me ask her!
Yeah, I'm in the show.
Is Is this when we get our spin-off?
All right, shut up.
George Taney's are getting to my head. Oh, how dare you talk with Harry? Oh my gosh, the fact that it ends with Lisa Rinna and the Queen fighting. That is hysterical. Oh my god. Wow. I know. I kind of love it though, because she, and I'm talking about Lisa. Is that... I've never actually watched the show. Is that really like a trigger word for her? Well, I did see that episode. I think it was in Amsterdam. And the big scene that they all make fun of her about is where she literally... that she talks about Harry Hamlin. Kim Richards talks about... mentions Harry Hamlin having a problem. They were talking about alcohol abuses and all that stuff. Like, it's not a good topic to attack someone with. But basically Kim attacked Lisa because Lisa said something. It was one of those typical things like tit for tat. And then Lisa breaks the wine glass, literally stands up, does that dramatic smashing like she does in today's show. So, oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, in a way, is that a bit of a, of course, overreaction? Duh. And it's for the show, let's be honest. But, I mean, hey, if somebody was attacking my husband, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be pretty pissed off. Oh, yes. Well, that whole scene was just hysterical. The fact that the Queen drops the meat and says, I don't like it, give me another. But... there was just so much. I can't even do it. I love that. Oh, and I do love that. Can I keep this? Like when Erica, is that her name? Erica? Yes. Erica takes, she's like, can I keep this? It's the big giant goblet. And I love the prince. It's like ancient gold, pure ancient gold from like the 1500s, but sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie though. I mean, if I had the opportunity to take that, I probably would. I mean, absolutely. I'm sure that there has been a time where there was a guest and they stole a glassware, but they usually keep inventory of that stuff. So if anyone were to steal it, they would be caught quickly because they only have a certain amount of guests that they have at their dinner parties, and so they would figure it out really quickly who took like a plate or a glass or something, or yeah, a goblet or something like that. They'd find out really quickly. But no, this overall was a very entertaining episode, and I specifically love the fact, like at the dinner that just happened, I love that Megan, all the attention is taking off me. You gonna do something about that? I was like, oh dear lord, that's so typical. But they do a really good job of hitting the right notes with this episode. I thought this was very spot on. Oh, by the way, I'm really sorry if I offended anyone with that, you know, comment I made about Meghan and the royal family. I don't want to make it sound like they're racist or anything. Well, I mean, you're defending your family, and although you kind of threw them under the bus a little bit, but that's okay. I kind of figured that was the case. Because I've read, you know, their past, and I bet there are some mixed children in the royal family that goes way back to even when slaves were around. I am sure there's a little bit of some dirt that we can dig up with that, because I bet you there's some actual mixed children in the royal family that they don't talk about because they're a little scandalous. Oh, absolutely. I think you're right. I just didn't want to
offend your audience. Oh no, are you kidding? We're common sense crats. We're not like, no, we know we got you. We got you. But no, I appreciate the apology, but no, you don't have to apologize. You were just talking about your family's past. That's what it is. But no, but this is good. Yeah, this was a fun, this is a fun birthday. This is a really, really fun birthday. Thank you. I'm having a really good time. And the fact that today's episode on my birthday was the Beverly Hills episode, which was really hysterical. I had a really good time with that. And also I love the fact that Prince Harry asks his dad for money for the cab, and the fact that he has to take a cab, and I'm going, don't you have like a private car to take? In real life, wouldn't you have a private car? So that is pretty funny that they're having Harry take his big table and getting a cab. Oh, it's so good. But anyway, but yeah, I'm game to keep finishing or keep drinking these George Teenies and, excuse me, wow. And keep partying it up. What do you say? Oh, absolutely. Since it's your birthday, absolutely. Carrington. Oh my gosh, you called me Carrington. But only for your birthday, though. I guess you just like the name Common Sensocrat. I do. I really, really do. But anyway, but Carrington, happy birthday. Common Sensocrat. I'm sorry. Carrington. Well, thank you. Now, when's your birthday? I don't like to talk about my birthday, because that was the same day that I was shunned from the royal family. So I really don't want to talk about my birthday, at least today. I'm slowly opening up to the fact that I have a birthday, obviously. But my birthday was the day I got shunned from the royal family. So I'm slowly opening up to celebrating my birthday again. But whenever my birthday comes around, I just watch a movie I enjoy and take a nice bath. And just like any other day. Because I don't have to work since I have all that money left still. So, well, okay, well, that's great. Yeah. Oh, I think your phone's ringing. Are you a Star Wars fan? Oh, sorry. That is my phone. I do like Star Wars. Ever since I watched the full thing the other night, I can't get enough. You watched the full, like, all movies? Oh yes, while you were gone with your Labor Day events after I finished Paddington, I went ahead and just went through a whole binge of Star Wars. Wow. Then you had to have been up like two nights in a row to get through all of them, including the newer ones. Oh yes, it was quite interesting. Maybe that's, so is that why you were sleeping in the bathtub? Maybe. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you for being here, Princess Chloe, and for that lovely introduction for my birthday. So, everybody, in honor of September 11th, I will not be doing a satire day. So, look out for my Monday episode, and I will be celebrating my birthday pretty much all weekend long, all week long, all month long. And, yes, and until next time, everybody, or Princess Chloe, do you have anything you would like to add? Nope, just happy birthday, Carrington, and you common sensocrats, thank you for your time, and I look forward to joining you again for episode 5. Yes, so it'll be really fun to do that, and like I said, I will not have a satire day episode, so that will be next Saturday that I will have a new one. So, just in honor of 9/11. So, anyway. Well, if there's nothing for anything else to add, then until next time, everybody. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.